All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Hwai In Shachlach from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gweishkenah, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. And we have a subject, and it's on the universe. And right now, I'm joined here with the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm doing really well.
Yeah, so awesome to have you up here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Right. Hello up to everyone out there.
Yeah, up here on CJSF, the campus. And it's just an awesome time. It's getting into fall time. It's cooling down. And we're excited about the upcoming changes that we're having with the universe. And so we're going to start off our show, and we're going to get into some pretty hardcore doom metal. And I picked this one on behalf of some of my diving brothers and sisters out there that like to go under the ocean and the sea and explore around. And this one just had me dancing around my room and grooving.
Love, you've got to get some get that TikTok going. It'll go viral.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, without further ado, we're going to have some Conan, and it's called Battle in the Swamp. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. is a good one. For sure, I love the bass on that one.
I know, it just makes every cell
You vibrate all
That's
over
right.
from head to toe. Even your toenails are vibrating
That's
after
right.
that one.
That's right.
That's a real energizer. That's what Counselor Fari would have said.
Yeah.
So she would have really enjoyed that also.
Mm-hmm.
So, we weren't able to get a hold of our brother Wegdesk, but maybe we will later on in the show. So we're going to start off with what he taught us, and we're going to do 3 deep breaths. And on these deep breaths, we're going to imagine pulling in all positivity and energy into our lungs and fill our minds and hearts with some good positivity. And when we're exhaling, we're going to get rid of a lot of the negativity and energy that builds up in us throughout the week. So
yeah, and for the new students coming in, the angst of starting the school year too.
Yes, for sure. So mm-hmm. let's do a good oxygen flushing of our deep breaths. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one, real
right
deep.
Right into the belly.
Real deep. And extra. Ooh,
that was
boy.
A nice little extra
yeah.
one you did there.
Yeah, it's that's a good technique of getting that just extra
Last
bit of...
little bit of oxygen.
Yeah. Just
flushing
a little,
it out.
Little boost there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we have our subject, and it's on the universe, and we might as well start off right away. What do you have on the universe?
It's such a vast topic, actually, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just imagine, we aren't even like a speck of sand in the scale of all of that.
Mm.
It's interesting because I remember the first time, many years ago when I was a child, someone saying, oh, you know, a lot of astrophysicists, like once they start studying it, there's a high rate of suicide. I don't even know if that's true or not, but that adult told me, it's like, well, it's because they realize that they're nothing, you know, that they're nothing compared to all of this vastness. And I took it in as a kid, but, you know, I think about it now and I think I could see the opposite happening too, that it's got that effect of being so vast. It reminds us that not to let our egos get too big for ourselves, that actually part of our divinity and beauty is being a part of many things into this huge, vast thing that we can never fully know, you know? And that is actually the not being humble about not always knowing, I think is going to be part of our anchor, because I think, you know, we know we're fooling ourselves if we think we know everything.
yeah, for sure. You know, that's that's one of the things that always piques my brain and mind, is like, you know, we have these big institutions, educational institutions,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big accumulation of knowledge here and mm-hmm. everything, and it's very microscopic when we start talking about the universe.
Right, and it's good for us not to get too big for our britches, as some people would say as humans, that
yeah,
we're part of.
Yeah.
We're not on top of everything else, you know?
We're not the apex predators
the
universe.
Eating-wise, we might be, but, you know, but yeah, to be a little more humble about that we're part of this orchestra of life, you know?
Mm.
And it's, we're not the conductors, even though we like to put self-appoint ourselves as the conductors, right?
we like to think we're the teachers and all this super knowledge.
Yeah, it gives us that fake sense of security, but it's surface because, you know, there's this deeper peace, right?
Yeah.
So rather than feel insecure about it, embrace it as part of what is the beauty of it all.
I kind of love it because it's just so huge. And, you know, our imagination could never fill it. You know, we think, yeah, we can imagine like all this super stuff, like even what we see on TV is, you know, with science fiction and everything, mm-hmm. and all these made up things. And the reality of humanity and the universe is we'll never know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what one of my buddies was telling me the other day. And he was saying, like, you know, there's these super smart people and they'll always learn. Every single day they'll learn something new. And that's how I like to try to be like, just to really every day wake up and try to learn something new and improve myself in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, we'll never be able to capture it
all.
That.
As much as we try to catch all those butterflies.
Yeah, we can only try. And that in a way is beautiful, because then we know that, yeah, as long as we get up and we try and we try and make that difference and be that that magic in the world to bring something positive to our friends and family, whoever we are with, and just share it all.
Yeah. And then the other thing that you were saying earlier that struck me when you were talking about being open to the learning and knowing that it's so vast, that it's an everyday thing, but that it's not like an end point. The other thing I love about is that you strike me as someone who's open to where that comes from. Like, it doesn't have to come rigidly from an educational institution. It might, but it also could come from being in nature, or it could come from talking to a friend, or, you know, there's different ways in which it gets received.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that too. And I mean, what prompted all this was the whole supermoon last night, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Full that moon, was super moon, blue moon. It was like when's it coming again, did you say?
And 2037.
Something like that, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a long time till we get to witness it and enjoy it. I had a really hard time because it was so cloudy.
Darn Vancouver clouds.
I know. But at least I had some brothers that shared some pictures with me of their big moon down there. And they took some on with their big telescope. And man, that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
even leading up to that supermoon a couple of days before, when it wasn't full, I happened to look outside and look in the horizon. I can't remember. It was still just rising. And I was shocked at how huge it was and what color it was, because it wasn't a whitish moon. It was kind of a sunset moon, sunset colored moon. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. So we're going to carry on with our show here. Yeah. And we're going to play some more music. And this one's more of a like a trance dance type music, and I just thought it was
fitting. Get your dancing shoes on now.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to get on with the show. So, and hopefully we'll be able to contact with our brother Wegedesk. So enjoy, everyone, and we'll be right back. That was Tramps, that Deep Down Low. That was the name of their song. That was pretty interesting. I liked their cartoons on there.
if you watch the video. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Betty Boop or Bop?
Yeah, Betty Boop.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of the old dance videos that they used to make back then, infused with new trance-type music with a nice deep bass.
Mm.
Yeah, so we'll continue on and continue discussing the universe because it's just so huge, so special. And I like how you were, when we were discussing it and trying to get to our subject, and you brought in the moon. And I remember thinking and talking about comets, because sometimes I get into discussions with some of my riders, and we were talking about comets, and I was telling them, like, you know, it's just so amazing how somebody was able to recognize that, yeah, this comet came 75 years ago. I think it's every 73 years it comes back.
This particular comet.
And it circles the Earth. So, and I was just thinking, like, geez, these people must have been so
the mathematical calculations.
Yeah, they must have been like a couple hundred years old to figure out all these comets and when they came. And
I must have skipped that math class.
and like the supermoon, you know, mm-hmm. the big long time periods go by, and you got to remember all that and know when they're going to reappear and stuff. And all these kind of calculations is connected to astrology.
Right.
So, you know, it's the study of the cosmos, the stars, the moons, the planets, mm-hmm. The suns and galaxies and all these things out there in the universe that people try to study.
Right.
But it's something that we will never fully know, because we'd have to have at least a million year cycle, which I don't think anybody can live that
long. Right, it's theoretical. Yeah. So a lot of it's theoretical prediction based on math, right?
Yeah.
And then that astrology is interesting, because you got astronomy and then astrology, and astrology coming from those ancient, I think it's Indian roots, isn't it? I can't remember actually the roots of astrology, but astronomy too comes from that part of the world, I think, is it?
Well,
but I mean, probably every culture has studied it in their own way, right?
I think a majority of it came from the Middle Eastern,
right?
Like the Greek mythology and stuff, because they had a lot of study of the planets, and so they knew all the different big ones, and they kind of recognized them as deities, and mm-hmm. you know, these were constant things in the universe that you could almost depend on to be there.
Trying to make sense of the world is always the human condition, right?
Finding
different ways to come up with explanations for what we're witnessing.
Yeah, it's just a very wonderful thing to study and know, and just connect ourselves, because throughout our lives, you know, we're trying to connect with our own culture, traditions, and heritage, and that, you know, that gives us a stability mm-hmm. in our lives, in where we're going. It gives us purpose, and when we're studying the universe, it even goes further than just our own culture and our traditions and our heritage.
Beyond humanity, even, yeah. And beyond animals and all the nature that we know of at this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
that's true.
Yeah. And it's, even though it can be harrowing at time to be adventurous, as we found out from, you know, Ocean Gate and, you know, the big catastrophe of...
There is risk involved in our exploration.
Yeah.
Whether we were exploring the oceans at different times, you know, or exploring the sea, or exploring the universe, outer space.
Yeah, it really struck me, because I used to do like scuba diving and stuff and go down, and it's almost like you're on a different planet when you go down. When you're down below 30 feet and you're looking up, and you know there's no way that you could survive without
A dependency going on, that trust and dependency, that
and everything just so different, like even gravity, you're just floating around there, and you're just at the mercy of the element water,
right?
And it just kind of like grounds you, like makes you realize that, geez, I'm just like a speck.
I imagine, I've never scuba dived myself, but I imagine that it's extremely quiet. And but I was actually imagining that as you go down further, you might feel pressure on your body, but do you?
It does. At certain levels, it affects people differently. And okay. some people, it can give you a very euphoric sense.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a good thing because, you know, you could
You need to be of right mind to make good decisions.
Lose track of time.
Yeah. Or direction.
Run out of air, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So if you get stuck in La La Land down at, you know, 50 feet or 100
feet. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Yeah. You need your wits about you.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's kind of correlates to the whole universal thing and just exploring and keeping yourself grounded and realizing that there's so much to explore, but, you know, we got to take inventory of where we are at the time.
And appreciation, it sounded like, too, based on what you were saying.
Yeah.
I the other part that I like is the vastness goes the other way, almost the same way as it goes when we look out to the universe. You go look out to the universe and go, oh, my goodness, I'm not even a speck of sand. But then you go down even to the speck of sand and know that within that speck of sand, there's a bunch of atoms and, you know, like it goes into the micro, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the vastness is like an accordion on both sides. It's like, holy.
Yeah.
And that's the miracle of life.
Yeah. And right now we're going to see if we can get a hold of our brother Wegedes because he was letting us know that he was ready.
Oh, so. Everybody's got to cross their fingers and toes.
Yeah.
So. More breathing. I hope you've been breathing in between, though.
Yeah, I've been. We'll see. Hey, brother. Hey, how's it going?
Top notch, bro.
All right. Yes, we're on live right now, and we'd love to have you share some breaths with us. We tried earlier, but we always enjoy yours, too.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, Eagle Nation, let's go. Three deep breaths. Let's relax our belly. We'll relax our jaw. Feel nice and relaxed in the body. And as we breathe in, let's think of all the goodness and love and things we're appreciative for. And let's go all the way in. 3, 2, 1, let's go. And ultra exhale. Super relaxed.